Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Kosowski. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Zion, Psalms chapter 7. In his introduction to Sefer Tehillim, Amos Chacham, the author of the Dat Mikra commentary, points out that each psalm or mizmor stands on its own as a separate tefillah or prayer to Hashem, many with their own heading. Mizmor Zion, chapter 7, begins with an unusual heading. Shigayon leDavid asher shar laHashem al divrei Kush ben Yamini. The word shigayon is only found at the head of this chapter of Tehillim. A similar word, shigyonot, is found at the head of a tefillah by Habakkuk, the prophet, in chapter 3 of his book. Our commentators are divided as to the meaning of this word. Some say it refers to a type of psalm, a tune by which it was sung, or a musical instrument. Rashi cites Chazal, our rabbis, who connect it with the word mishke, meaning error. Rashi offers a few possibilities for the error to which David, King David, may be confessing in his tefillah, his prayer here. The heading continues, Asher shar laHashem al divrei Kush ben Yamini, that he sang to Hashem on the words of Kush the son of Yamini. It is not obvious who Kush ben Yamini is. Some commentators suggest it is a euphemism for Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, the first king of Israel who famously pursued and tried to kill David in an attempt to prevent him from becoming the next king of Israel. Malbim suggests that Kush is an otherwise unknown enemy of David who pursued David with an army in an unsuccessful attempt to kill David. Rav Zev Yavetz suggests it could be a euphemism for Shimi ben Gera, a relative of Shaul who curses David in Sefer Shmuel Bet, Samuel 2. The lack of clarity as to the specific events which inspired this mizmor is not uncommon in Sefer Tehillim. Even when there is a clearer heading, the psalms are written in a general enough way to allow for the tefillah to be applicable to many people in a variety of circumstances and times. Dat Mikra points out that just as the Gemara in Megillah teaches us that the prophecies recorded in Tanakh are meant for their time and future generations, so too the Midrash on Tehillim Yerchet, chapter 18, points out that David wrote the Psalms for himself, all of Israel, and for all times. We will see that this mizmor can be understood in these different ways. Psukim Bet through Gimel, verses 2 through 3, feature the Meshorer, the poet, turning to Hashem and asking for salvation. Hashem Alokai, Bechach Hasiti, Hoshieni Mikol Rod Fai Vahatzileni, Penetrof Ka'aryeh Nafshi, Porek Vein Matzil. Hashem, my God, on you I rely. Save me from all who pursue me. Pasuk Bet, verse 2, ends with a synonym for save me, Vahatzileni, which leads to Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, lest I be torn apart as a lion does, broken with no savior. Dat Mikra points out that the parallel between the end of verse 2, Vahatzileni, and save me, and the end of verse 3, Ein Matzil, there is no savior, clearly indicates there is no salvation without Hashem's help. In the next three psukim, Dalet through Vav, verses 4 through 6, David HaMelech once again turns to Hashem with the words Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, this time to swear to his innocence. Hashem Elokai im asiti zot, im yesh avel b'chapai, im gamalti sholmira, v'achatzetzoriri rekam, yiradof oyev nafshi, v'yaseg v'yermos la'aretz chayai, uchvodi la'far yashkein sela. Hashem my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity on my hands, if I have granted evil to those at peace with me and stripped my enemies for no reason, let the enemy pursue me and catch me and trample me to the ground, leaving me in the dust. Interestingly, in these psukim, David puts conditions on his request for salvation, indicating that he only wants to be saved if he truly deserves it. Dat Mikra points out that the next two psukim, Zion through Chet, verses 7 through 8, mimic the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, in Sefer Bimidbar, the Book of Numbers, which we recite nowadays when opening and closing the Aron, the Ark, before and after Torah reading. Kuma Hashem ba'pecha, hinasei ba'vrot zorai, V'ura elai mishpat sivita. V'adat lumim tisovaveka v'alel lamarom shuva. Hashem, arise in your anger, rise up in anger on my enemies, and awaken for me the judgment you planned. A congregation of nations shall surround you, and on it you will return to the heaven. It is often noted that every translation is interpretation. And indeed, as I translate each word and phrase, I am choosing interpretations. One ambiguity I would like to note here are the words Hinasebav rotso erai, which could mean, as I indicated, rise up in anger on or against my enemies. Malbim, who is always interested in identifying the subtle differences between synonyms, points out there are two words for anger in Pasuk Zion, verse 7, af and evra. He suggests that af indicates anger in response to sin, whereas evra is like the modern expression me'ever, going beyond what is deserved. He reads the subject of be'avrot not as Hashem, but as the enemies, and believes that David is indicating that although he may deserve punishment, the enemies are meting out more than is due, which is why David continues by asking for mishpat, for justice. Indeed, the next two psukim, Teth through Yud, verses 9 and 10, appeal to divine judgment, using a motif repeated several times in this mizmor, which is familiar to us from other places in Tanakh. Tzedek u'mishpat, righteousness and justice. Hashem yadin amim, shafteini Hashem kitzidki u'chitumi alai, yigmor nara rishaim, u'tichonein tzadik u'vochein libot u'klayot elokim tzadik. Hashem will judge nations. Judge me, Hashem, according to my righteousness and my innocence, which is upon me. Please finish off the evil of the wicked and establish the righteous. You examine hearts and kidneys, which in the language of Tanakh are considered to be where thoughts take place. Hashem, the righteous. I would like to use these protestations of innocence on the part of David HaMelech to connect back to some of the possibilities we raised regarding the heading of this mizmor. One of the tragedies of the life of David was how he was misunderstood by many of his time, and I think even by many nowadays who read the stories of his life in Sefer Shmuel without some of his personal reactions and reflections on these events in Sefer Tehillim. A recurring theme in Sefer Tehillim is the slander David faced. And indeed, Shimi ben Gera, who he mentioned as a possible contender for who Cush ben Yamini is, falsely accuses David of being Ish Hadamim v'Ish Hablial, a man of blood and a man who operates without the yoke of heaven. Radak, commenting on Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12 of this mizmor, highlights David's innocence in his interactions with Shaul, refusing to kill Shaul even as Shaul tried to kill him. On our Pasuk, verse 10, Radak notes that because Hashem is Bochein Libot Uklayot, because he knows our thoughts, Hashem can see through those who inaccurately present themselves as good. All of that having been said, we mentioned at the start of this mizmor that our rabbis view shigayon as referring to a shkaga, a mistake made by David. Perhaps for singing thanks regarding Shaul's downfall, or for stopping for supplies in the city of Nov, which led to their massacre, or even for the events leading to the death of Shaul and his sons, or for cutting off the corner of Shaul's garment. If we read shigayon as indicating some kind of error, this mizmor presents a more complex picture of guilt and innocence. In fact, Malbim suggests that when David turns to Hashem and asks for judgment in these psukim, he's not claiming complete innocence, just that his enemies have gone too far relative to what David deserves. Malbim distinguishes between sidki and tumi in Pasuk Tet in verse 9, suggesting that tzedek, righteousness, refers to actions, whereas tmimut, innocence, is internal. While David sinned in external actions, Hashem is able to judge his intentions as well. If shigayon, in fact, indicates an error in judgment, that is not the same as a premeditated evil deed. The next four psukim, Yad Aleph through Yad Dalet, verses 11 through 14, express the poet's wish for and confidence in divine judgment. Magini al Elokim Moshia Yishrelev, Elokim Shofet Sadik Vekel Zoim Bechol Yom, Im Lo Yashuv Charbo Yoltosh Kashto Darach Vayichoneneha, Velo Hechin Klei Maver Chitzav Lidolkim Yifal. My reliance is on God, who saves those who are straight of heart. God judges the righteous, and then presumably switching to describing the wicked, the pasuk continues, God is angry daily. If he does not repent, his sword will be sharpened, his bow directed, and for him will be prepared the tools of death, his flaming arrows will operate. There's an ambiguity in these psukim as to who is wielding the sword and the bow and arrow. Rashi reads it as kivyachol, as if Hashem himself is attacking the evildoer. Other perushim, other commentators, see this as the rasha, the wicked one, doing himself in, falling victim to his own plot to harm others. This can be supported by the following psukim, Tetvav through Yedzayin, verses 15 through 17. Hine yichabel aven v'hara amal v'yalad shaker. Bor kara v'achbereyu v'yipol b'shachat yif'al. Yashuv amalo v'rosho v'al kadkado chamaso yered. Verse 15, Pasuk Tetvav uses the image of pregnancy to describe hatching an evil plot. Yichabel aven, the evil is conceived. V'hara amal, he is pregnant with this evil. But v'yalad shaker, he gives birth to falsehood. The evil plan is thwarted. In Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16, he digs a pit which he falls into. In verse 17, his evil turns around and hits him in the head. This description of foiled plans and digging one's own grave brings to mind Haman HaRasha of Megillat Esther, the evil Haman of the Book of Esther, who literally builds his own gallows. The Mizmor ends with Pasuk Yurchet, verse 18. Odeh Hashem kitzidko v'azamra shem Hashem elyon. I will acknowledge Hashem's righteousness and sing to the name of Hashem above. This Mizmor about the triumph of good over evil at the hands of Hashem could apply to any number of personal struggles which David HaMelech faced in his life, as well as any number of personal struggles which we face in ours. We can also read this psalm on a national level, thinking of the false accusations which we have faced and continue to face as a people, with the assurance that Hashem, the one true judge, can see through human hypocrisy and the faith that justice will ultimately prevail. Thank you for studying together. L'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.